But you should know, Chaya b'simcha, he's mechuyve mitzvah simcha. Shrashi l'smoyach b'chag, d'siv v'samasa b'chagecha. For me to look on, d'simcha b'shlamim. Then what is the mitzvah simcha? B'zman we had the Beis HaMikdash, that's to bring a korban shlamim. Lecho lesa bosor, v'yafinu lo mi'v'zavachto shlamim, v'yachalto shom. V'samachto, kan l'porach, ma'ishino linyin riyah the potter, linyin simcha the mechaya. Nothing more soon than this. How come a person that can talk and can't hear, how come he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs, just the mitzvah is potter? That's the more we'll soon list. Fact that it ends up, the yesheinu lo shemeyev lo medaber, but if you have a person that both can't hear and can't talk, then you have the same halacha like v'shoyte v'kotin, is p'turin afmin ha-simcha. So a potter even with the mitzvah simcha's regal, why? Ha-yilu p'turin mikol mitzvah samur b'tayra. Because the potter in all mitzvah samur b'tayra. So now the Gemara is like, Maishno linyan riya de p'tiri, or Maishno linyan simcha de mechayvi. How come someone that could talk and can't hear, or could hear and can't talk? How come for riya is potter, but simcha is chayiv? So I said, linyan riya, goma riya riya mahakil. Now again, to the mitzvah early regular, we learn now from the mitzvah's hakil. So the mitzvah's hakil, the whole Christ Israel got together to hear the kriya satira from the melech. Tichtiv hakil esom, hu anoshim, vi anoshim vi atav. And it says over there by the Mitzvah Hakel, Bibokko Yisrael Lirois. Everybody has to come to see. So, for the Mara of Hossam in Nolan, even there by Ria, but by Hakel, how do we know that a person that can't talk or can't hear is potter? It says over there, Laman Yishmu or Laman Yilmudu. They have to be able to hear and able to learn. Vetanya, Laman Yishmu, who has the Mitzvah Hakel to come to hear the Kriya Satara from the Melech? Only someone that can hear. That means Prat, Lemedaba, Vienna, Shemeya. Even somebody could talk, but if he can't hear, he's potter for mitzvah hakel. Then the potter says, "Laman yilmadu prat l'shemeya v'yena medaber." Somebody that can hear, but if he can't talk, he's also potter for mitzvah hakel. Yeah. The Rashi says, "Riyah mehakel d'chsev pashas hakel bevoy kol yischol erois ol pashas hakel amelach hoyekarev mishnah torah v'azara v'chol moitzoy shmita on sukkis." At the end of Shemitah, every seventh year, the end of Shemitah is the Sukkot, the beginning of the eighth year, the Melech used to read the Pashas Devarim. The Chsiv Miketz Sheva Shonim B'Moyed Shnas HaShemitah. The end of the seventh year, there's a special mitzvah, the whole clients want to get together, and the Melech would read the Torah there. So there we dash in Tratla Shemeh Ben Medaber. Hashtar Mashma Shein Zer Roy Lumit. A person that can hear and can't talk, he's not right to teach, to learn. If we learn out that he's potter. So it says, Lameimana, you want to tell me now, Techiloi Mishtoi, someone that can't talk, Loi Gomer can't learn? Is that true? But the Pasuk says, Laman Yumadu, you have to learn. Because it doesn't say you have to teach to others, it says you have to learn. So what's wrong if you can't talk? Why can't you learn? As long as you can hear Lachura, you can learn. So how do we see from the word Laman Yumadu means that you can't talk? So Lameimana, you want to tell me, Techiloi Mishtoi, someone that can't talk, Loi Gomer can't learn? For Hanu Trei Yumi, there were two people that can't talk. To have a Bishavusa the Rebbe, Bnei Brata the Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudoda, Vyamala Somse Bnei Achta the Rebbe Yechanan, that the Cholemas the Viyaya Rebbe, the Bei Medrosha, have Viyaya Viyasvi Kamayu. That any time Rebbe came into the Bei Medrosha to say a shir, they would also be sitting there. Or Menadni Burashayu, they would need the head, in other words, they would follow the shir, they learned very good. Or Mirachis is a voice of, and they were like Mamisha moving their lips. In other words, even though they can't talk, they follow, they learn very good. So you see, somebody that could hear, even though he can't talk, he could learn good. Oh boy, Rebbe Rachmi Elayav Yisusu. And Rebbe was Mespalo for these two people, and they got better. The Yishtachel Rebbe Gemiri Hilchusov, the Sifro, the Sifri, the Kula Shas. And once they were able to talk, Rebbe saw that they knew everything. They knew Mamish, Kula Shas, and Hilchusov, Sifro, Sifri. You see, clearly a person that can't talk, he can still learn. It doesn't stop you learning the fact you can't talk. So it is like this. Don't read only Laman Yilmadu. What's that was for you? It should be Laman Yilamedu, it should be. You should read it Laman Yilamedu. In other words, you have to be able to teach others. So a person that can't talk, he can't teach others. That's why he's potter from Riyah. That's why you have to read the verse that says Yilmadu, but we have to dash the means Laman Yilamedu. You have to be able to teach others.
Ravashi Yoma Vade Laman Yilmaduhu.
No, the Pasuk says, no, it's like this, he's masking. Well, the Pasuk means Laman Yilamedu. He has to be able to teach others. The Isagadat Laman Yilmadu, Vechivud Le Mishtoi Le Gomar, and Stam, because he can't talk, he can't learn, Vechivud Le Shama Le Gomar, Homa Laman Yishmud Nafka. That's enough for the point you can't hear. Hello, Vade Laman Yilamedu. Havad of Shan, this Pasuk means that you have to be able to teach to others. So, if you can't hear, that's from the Pasuk La Yishmu. Because even though you can't hear, but if you could talk, you could teach others. What's the meaning from the Pasuk Laman Yilamedu? It means you have to be able to talk. You have to be able to teach others. So, here we see someone that can't teach others. He's part of a Mitzvah Hakel, and we have the Hekish. Whoever is Mechuy the Mitzvah Hakel is Mechuy the Mitzvah Riyah. No, whoever. But whoever is Potter for Mitzvah Hakel is Potter for Mitzvah Riyah. So therefore, no, this person that can't talk, or else he can't hear, he's Potter for Mitzvahs or the regal. Yeah. Alright, stop here. You're holding Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Come on, over again. The start of the Gemara, come on, over again. Shavuos Maishna Linyan Simcha de Mechayve, and Linyan Ri, Maishna Linyan Ria de Ptiri, or Maishna Linyan Simcha de Mechayve. The Shaila was, again, a Shoita. Talking about a Cheresh now. Cheresh means somebody that can't hear, or else they can't talk. So he says, for mitzvah, simcha, samachta, v'chagecha, kol ha-Torah, they're mechuyiv in the mitzvahs. As long as they could do one, either hear or else talk, they're mechuyiv in the mitzvahs. Ma'ashenka is for mitzvahs, oilus riyam, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a potter. Question is why? So Gemara said, goma riyam riyam mehakil. We learn that mitzvahs, oilu regal, from the mitzvahs of hakil, that there's a mitzvah every moitsoi shemitah, shviyas, the whole Klaius must come together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. So it says over there, Hakel Esom Hu Anoshim V'Hanoshim Yataf. Everybody has to come together, the men, the women, and the children. It says in the same parasha over there, V'Voi Ko Yisro Lirois. So you'll come together to the regal. So it says, the Inyan of the regal, next to the Inyan of Hakel, the mitzvah of coming together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. So Gemara says, how do we know over there by the Kriyas of Hakil that if you're a Cheresh, that you can't hear, or else that you can't talk, that you're Potter from the Mitzvah? How do we know it's there? So it says over there, the Mitzvah's Hakil is Laman Yishmu or Laman Yilmudu. It should all come up to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, to hear the Melech read Pasha's Devarim, and it says Laman Yishmu, you should be able to hear, or Laman Yilmudu, you should be able to learn. The Tanya we learned like this, Laman Yishmu. That's what means you have to be able to hear. That means Prat Lamidaba Vyena Shemeya. Somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's deaf, he's Potter from the Mitzvah's Hakil. That he does not have to come on Maitsoy Shemitah, on the end of Sukkis, to come up to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. He's Potter from the Mitzvah. So we have a Hekish, just like he's Potter from the Mitzvah's Hakil, who had been his Potter from the Mitzvah's early regal. A person that can't hear does not have the chiyuv on the Gimel Regalim to come up to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Pasuk says, Laman Yilmadu, you have to be able to learn. So, Prat L'Shemeya V'Yeinu Medaber. If somebody could hear, but he can't talk, since he can't talk, we learn with the Havamina is, he can't learn. Somebody that can't talk can't learn. So he's not called Laman Yilmadu. So Gemara says, that's true. Lamaimu, you want to tell me, Techilay Mishtoi, somebody that can't talk, even though he could hear, but if he can't talk, legoma, the person can't learn Torah. For Hanua Trey Ilmi, there were two people that were speechless, couldn't talk. Teve Bishvavusai the Rebbe, they were in the neighborhood of Rebbe, used to come to Rebbe's yeshiva. Who are these two people? Bnei Brate the Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudgana, they were the children of the daughter of Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudgana. The Amrilon, some say, Bnei Achte the Rebbe Yechanan. They were the sons of the sister of Rabbi Yechanan. These two sons were both ilmin, they couldn't talk. Now the Maisa was, to Chol Eimas Deviyaya Rabbi. Anytime Rabbi used to come, the Bei Midrash into the Beis HaMedrash, to give a Shia to learn Torah, Heavy Ailu, these two people, these two children, that were speechless, they used to also come in to hear the Shia. The Yasvi Kamayo, they would sit in front of Rabbi. They were able to listen. They heard the shir. They understood it very good. And Menai used to move their heads.
like the sheikh, like yes, no, or merach shin sisoseho, and they used to even move their lips also. They used to move their lips as if to say we're manish following the shir. So Mora says the ma'isa was uboyi Rebbe rachmi alayu. Rebbe had rachmonis on them. Rebbe was mispalad that they should become well. They should be able to talk. The yisusu and they became well. The ishtakach that the gemiri hilchaso. Now that they were able to talk, we saw that they knew hilchaso v'sifra v'sifri v'kula hashas. In other words, even though before when they were speechless they couldn't talk, but since they were able to hear, they were able to learn. So how could you tell me now when the pasuk says by mitzvah hakil leman yilmudu, you have to be able to learn? That means that somebody that can't talk is potter from the mitzvah hakil. Why is he potter? Even though you can't talk, as long as you could hear, you could learn. So the chura, a person that can't talk but he could hear, he should have the chiyuv to go to hakil, to leman yilmudu, to learn. So Gemara answers like this: on the mazutra kori bei leman yilamedu. The Yud Lamed Mem Dalavov, don't read it Yilmadu, you should come to learn, but rather Yilamedu, like the Bach says. You should read it Yilamedu. You have to come in order to be able to teach Tavis. And to teach Tavis, if you can't talk, you can't teach Tavis. That's Pshat, Laman Yilamedu means somebody that can teach others has the chiyuv to come to Mitzvah Hakel. But if you're speechless, you can't talk, you can't teach others, you're potter for Mitzvah Hakel. Therefore, the Zekish is also potter for Mitzvah Riyah. Now comes the Gimel Regolim, you don't have a chiyuv to be on the regal since you can't talk. Rav Ashi says, Vadai Laman Yilamedu. Rav Ashi agrees to this drosha. For sure, when the Pasuk says Laman Yilmadu, it doesn't really mean Yilmadu to learn, it means Yilamedu, you have to be able to teach others. Why? The Saka Daituch, as if you're going to think, Laman Yomadu, all the Pasuk means, who has the chiyuv to come to Mitzvah Hakel? If you could learn, so Laman Yomadu, v'chivun d'loy nishtoy, and you want to tell me, then the pshat is, that if you can't talk, loy gomar, you can't learn. Now v'chivun d'loy shomar, since you can't hear, loy gomar, you also can't learn. If so, hay milaman yishmu nafkum. You learn both of the mouth from the word Laman Yishmu. Laman Yishmu means you have to be able to hear. And Rashi says, there's a Yisak Adaitach, Milaman Yomadu, who Dimash Malay, that what Alma Sriya Le Latana the Chivan, Le Mishtoi Le Gomer Lanashe, if you want to say that to have a minute before, that the Postic Yomadu means you have to be able to learn. So it's saying if a person can't talk, he can't learn. If that would be the pshat, v'chivun d'loy shomer, Rashi says, anan tzadid legomer. Somebody that can't hear, can't learn. Now, v'chivun d'tanan, laman yishmu, once we learned the first pasuk, laman yishmu, who has the mitzvah hakil? Only somebody that can hear. So what does that mean to hear? It also means you have to be able to learn. And since you can't hear, you can't learn, that's why you potter. So, prat l'medavav yena shemeya. From the word of Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear. We know somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's putter. Now, if you're non-sadi, we know the time of what's the reason. Why does the Torah say Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear? The reason is, Mishum Deloy Gomer, because somebody that can't hear can't learn. That's the reason why. Shaloy Yodvin Koma Ashraimim Lefanov. He doesn't understand what you say in front of him. So, all this we know from the word Laman Yishmu. Laman Yishmu means you have to be able to hear. For what purpose? Why? Because you have to be able to learn. So if the Pasuk Laman Yishmu is teaching us you have to be able to learn, so the Pasuk says Laman Yumadu. If it means also that you have to be able to learn, so you know both of them from the word Laman Yishmu. What do I have to have the second word Laman Yumadu for? Lomali Lamahadisu Laman Yumadu. Pratli Shemeya V'yayni Madaber. If it means somebody that can hear and can't talk. Kivu Nesvirulei. Since you're telling me now, you have told the Svara that somebody that can't talk can't learn. If this person can't learn, we know it from the first pasuk, Laman Yishmu. Now that's the Pshat. If you want to tell me that the Pshat from Laman Yilmadu means you have to be able to learn, and that means the person that can't talk can't learn, so not talking means you can't learn. Now the pasuk already said Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear. For what purpose do you have to be able to hear? Because you have to be able to learn. So if you're telling me now, I'm not talking, you can't learn, I know that from the word Laman Yishmu. What do they have to say Laman Yumadu for? Ela the pshat is like this, Elevadai Svirulei, Demandaloi Mishtoi Nami Gomer. The reason why I need a second pasuk is because if we would have just said La Yishmu, true. La Yishmu means if you can't hear, you're pasuk from the mitzvah. You know why? Because a person that can't hear can't learn. True. But a person that could hear, even though he can't talk, that person could learn. So therefore, from the word Laman Yishmu, I would think he has a chiv to be to come to mitzvah takil. Because since he could hear, even though he can't talk, but that person could learn. So since he could learn from the pasuk Laman Yishmu, he's mechuyif to come up. Therefore, I need a second pasuk Laman Yilamedu. It means not Yumadu, but Laman Yilamedu. He has to be able to teach others. So it's not enough that you could learn. You have to be able to teach others. And a person that can't talk can't teach others. Therefore, he's potter. So therefore, that's how we know the kids of new halacha, a person that can't talk. Or else a person that can't hear, he's potter from the mitzvahs hakim. He doesn't have to go to hear when the melech reads Seifas Pashas Devarim. And there's a heck Yeshua, then he's potter from mitzvahs Riyah. Like our Mishnah, Kol Chayavim, to be heard a regal, but I call upon him a cherish is potter. And a cherish doesn't only mean both, he's deaf and dumb. It means either one. He's just deaf or else he can't talk. If he can't, he... Omer Rav Tanchu. Tanchu says like this. Cheresh ba'oz le'achas. What about a person is deaf in one ear? One ear he can hear, one ear he can't. He holds potter min ariya, a chiddush. He's also potter from the mitzvahs, erlu regel. When it comes to gimur regolim, he doesn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem, the pasuk says, bi'oz nehem. You have to hear it with your two ears. So this is a p'tur in mitzvahs hakel, but we learn out one from the other. For the Gemara, v'hai bi'oz neyem mi boyilei, that the pasuk says by Hakel, Hakel es om anoshim ataf, and the bi'oz says l'man yishmu l'man yimudu, and shehir bi'oz neyem, for the Gemara, mi boyilei bi'oz neyem the kuli Yisrael. That means that the melech has to speak in front of the whole Klai Yisrael. He has to say, read Pashas Devarim in front of everybody. That's what bi'oz neyem means. Bi'oz neyem means the kuli Yisrael. Not that he has to hear with your two ears. Have the Gemara know, Ha'umi neged kol Yisrael. Now, for the pasuk says he has to say it in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. So what's the pshat from the pasuk bi'oz nehem? That means you have to be able to hear it with your two ears. And if you can only hear with one ear, you're potter from mitzvah sakil. For the Gemara, imi neged kol Yisrael avamina. I would have thought, afagav d'loy shmiya. I would have thought just the pasuk that the melech has to say, read the pasha, in front of the whole Klal Yisrael, so true. It's enough if the whole Klal Yisrael comes up, then he starts reading it. But who says everybody has to hear it? Maybe it's enough that he says it in front of everybody. But maybe you yate to the mitzvah even if you don't hear it. That's the avamina, afagav de loishmiya. Therefore, kosav rachman of yaznayim. That's what the pasuk says, yaznayim. Vuhu de mashmiya. That what does he have to be able to hear it? But maybe hearing means even what's on one ear is called hearing. The chiddush of his name is, it's not enough to the melech to say in front of everybody, but he all has to hear it. But maybe even with one ear, since you could hear, you have the chiyah for the mitzvah. Have the Gemara know, Hahu milaman yishmu nafka. The pasuk says laman yishmu, you have to be able to hear. So that you hear, we know from the pasuk laman yishmu. So why does the pasuk say, biyaz nehem, with the ears? It means to say you have to be able to hear with your two ears. But if you could only hear with one ear, you also put the mitzvah hakel, and who in the hekesh will say that he's put the mitzvah re also. Omer Rav Tanchum, chigo v'ragli achas. Let's say a person's lame with one leg. One leg is healthy, and one leg is lame. He also put them in a ria. He's also put to be on the regal. He's put them in a ria. Shenem, the pasuk says, regolim. Shalosh regolim. So regolim means with your feet, we dash. And even though it means regolim, doesn't say shalosh pomin, it says shalosh regolim. So regolim means you have to use your two legs. Only somebody that can walk with his two legs has the mitzvah of the regal. If you can't walk with two legs, you potter. Fredi Gemara, for regolim iboyle, prat la bale kabin. That's somebody else. Bale kabin, Rashi says, it means, kishachotchu raglim, a person rachmon has had his feet chopped off. Nitnu kav kotin v'sayf shukah, they put a wooden leg on him. V'naisnum bay muchin v'saymech sayf shukah alav. A person that has two wooden legs How do we know he's potter to be on the regal? The Maisa, he could walk, he has two wooden legs. That's the Pasuk regola means you have to have young feet. So Chur, we need regolim to say prati, his feet are amputated, is off. So how do we know that here that a person has his 2 feet? Just so one foot is lame, he can't walk, I don't know his potter. Have the Gemara, who me pomim nafka. It also says gimel pomim. From the word pomim, it also means you have to have your own feet. So from the word pomim, it also means feet. We know you have to have your own feet, and not if you have a wooden foot. From the word regolim, it means you have to be able to walk with your 2 feet. The Tanya we learned like this. Pomim, the Pasuk says pomim also. Ein pomim ela regolim. Pomim means your feet. The chain where the Pasuk says in Shayo, Tirmesena, Rogel, Ragli, Oni, Pame Dalam. It means they'll uproot your feet, and your feet of an Oni, and Pame Dalam is even the feet of poor people also. So Pame means, Regola means the feet. So since the Torah says sometimes Gimur Pamim, that means you have to be able to walk with your own feet. So why does it say Gimur Regolim? Regolim means you have to be able to use your 2 feet. And if one foot is lame, you're part of a mitzvah's only regal. For Yom, another pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Ma yofu pamayich banolim bas nodiv. How nice are your steps when you're walking with your feet of banolim bas nodiv, of the princesses. We'll soon see what that means. Shrashi pamecha banolim, alma babale manolim shachi pamim. That's all the people that have feet, it's talking about the steps. Uvariyaksiv sholish pamim bashoni yerokos churcha. It says sholish pamim also. It says in Torah sometimes gimel regolim, and sometimes it says sholish pamim. So for the word pamim, we know you have to have young feet. For the word gimel regolim means both have to be usable. Now, Dorish Rav, Rav Adashins, my desiv, what does the pasuk in Shir Hashirim say? Ma yofu pamayich, how nice are your steps, your feet, banolim basnodiv, of the shoes of a basnodiv, of a prince. That means kamen noyim ragleim shoy Yisrael. How nice are the feet, the steps of Klai Yisrael. The shor shoylim the regal. At the times when they go to the regal, like Hashem likes it, it's a nice mitzvah that you're walking to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Basnodiv, what does the pasuk mean? Basnodiv, the prince. Vita shel Avram Avinu. It means the daughter of Avram Avinu. Shenikra Nodiv, it was called Nodiv. That was Avram Avinu's daughter. Shrasha Shenikra Nodiv. Al Shem Shenodvo Liboy Lahake Boroi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu like donated his heart to be Makar Hashem L'Kvod Shemayim. So that's why his daughter is called Nodiv. Shenem the Pasuk says, Nedive Amim Nesofu. Am Elokei Avram. So we dash in Elokei Avram V'le Elokei Yisuf V'Yakov. What does it mean, the Diva Yamim, the princesses, get together? That's the arm of the Elokei Avram. Why only Elokei Avram? The Mordashin's Elokei Avram, Shoyet Tchilah Legerim. Avram Avinu was the first one to be like a Ger. Avram was Tchilah Legerim. Rashi says, I didn't say it. Tosfos learns Pshat Tchilah Legerim, Shenetzavu ala Mila Tfei, Mikol Oysim Shlefonov. How the Gerim means, like he was the first one to have a bris milah that made him into a yid, so he's called Tchilas the Gerim. Other Mepharshim learned that the whole Yisrael of Avraham Avinu, Tchilas the Gerim means he was the first one to have the smid of being misguided people. Like he was the first one to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just for himself, but he went out to be misguided other people, to be mashpi upon other people. That's the pshat from Tchilas the Gerim. He was the first one to make Gerim in Klai Yisrael. That's why we dash this pasuk, my yofu pamayich, banolim bas nodif. Weiter. Omer Rav Kana, Doros Rav Nosim Barmin Yumi, Mishum Rebbe Tanchum, my dichtiv, what does the pasuk say in Bereshis? The habor, the bor they threw Yosef into, rake, it says it was empty, ain't by mine, there's no water there. So Mori has the kasha, mimashma shinem of a bor rake, since the pasuk says the bor, the pit, was empty. Is any of they ashamed by Mayim? Don't I know there's no water there? Why does the Pasuk have to say there's no water there? Ela the Mardashins, Mayim ain't boy, there was no water there. Avu Nechoshim v'yakrovim yesh boy. But there were snakes and scorpions were there. So Shrashi Avu Nechoshim v'yakrovim yesh boy, Lehoi Yurei Kelo v'mayim was only empty from water. But I call upon him, snakes were there. So we spoke out of all the Pasha, the Kasha, the Mepharshim is, that Reuven wanted to save Yosef. So Reuven said, let's not kill Yosef, but rather what should we do? Throw him into the boar. And what the Meister, how did he save Yosef? He threw him into the boar that had snakes and scorpions. The mal escaped, a snake, a scorpion, eats you up and kills you. So what was Reuven's big atzola? What did he go to save Yosef by throwing him into a boar that had snakes there? So some learned with the Gemara, Shabbos Mashmer was deep 20 amos, and they couldn't see it. So they didn't know the snakes were there. Shrep shot. Pasha, you throw your brother into a boar, you look down. The 20 amos means the mal, you don't look there. But you could see what's doing 20 amos lamalo. So here they threw Yosef into a boar. Mistalma, they looked there to see what's doing inside the boar. So they saw there were snakes there. So what did Reuven gain by throwing his brother into the snakes? The snakes would eat him up. He spoke out that some of Pasha want to learn. The pshat is that the Gemara says that was once a wild snake around the B'chnina Ben Dais's neighborhood. It was killing people. So what happened was that Chnina ben Daisa went to the hole of the snake and put his foot on top of the snake, and the snake came up and bit him, and the snake died, not for the Chnina. So the Gemara says, the Chnina says, from here we see, it's not the snake that kills you, it's the chet that kills you. If a person deserves to be killed, the snake will kill you. If you don't deserve to be killed, if you didn't do a chet, the snake can't kill you. So that's the Pshat Reuven also spoke out. Before I should say, the brothers, the Pshat was paskenois that Yosef had a chiyuv misa. So Mel, they held the mechuyev to kill him. Reuven had a doubt if Yosef was mechuyev misa or not. He wasn't sure. So he figured, you know what I'll do? I'll throw him into this burn now that has the snakes there. And I'll see if the snakes eat him up, the Pshat did that he was mechuyev misa. Said it's very good, he deserves to be killed. But on the pshat that he didn't do any chet Yosef, and he doesn't deserve to be killed, their brothers were for sure Yosef would be saved. So that's what Yosef saved Yosef. His saving wasn't the real saving, but HaKol Ponim, he threw him into the boar to be seen if he deserves to be killed or not.
Alright, the Gansam is Rosh's and Chumash.
As well as good also, the Chazal say, the first one went to save Yosef was Yehuda. Yehuda was the first one to save him. The Kashra's eye, Reuven went to save him before. Tess's Reuven didn't go to save Yosef. Reuven just wanted to see if Yosef really deserves to be killed or not. That's why he threw him into this burrow with the snakes are there. The first one to went to save him was Yehuda. Right. Son of Rabbon, Ma'isav Reb Yechanan ben Bruka, Reb Elozer ben Chasmo, Shehochu lahakpil p'nei Reb Yeshu b'pkiyin. They both went to be early regal mustam to see the Rebbe. They went to see Reb Yeshua the Rebbe. So when they came to the Rebbe of Yeshua, Omelhem, so the Rebbe said to them, to Reb Lezer and Chasmo, and Reb Yechanan and Bruko, Ma chidushoi b'beis ha-medrash, hayoin. What the chidush did you talmidim here in the beis ha-medrash? So Omelhem, the answer back to the Rebbe, Talmid chonu, we your talmidim, umei mecho anu shoysim, from your water we drink. Like to say, you're the Rebbe, you're asking us what we learn. No, we're coming to ask you for something. Is Amalem, so the Rebbe yes, the Rebbe Shur answered back and said, no. Afa Pekin, even so, Iev Shalom Beis HaMedrash B'lei Chiddush. Even though I'm the Rebbe, but I call upon you in the Beis HaMedrash today, anytime you go into the Beis HaMedrash, Ms. Thomas, there's some Chiddush there, let me hear over what they were talking about today in the Beis HaMedrash. So he said, Shabbos Shumi Hoysa. Like, who was the Baal Darshan today? Who said the Jerusha today? Who was the Rosh of this week? So remember, they said, Shabbos or Reb Lozer Ben Azai Hoysa. It was Reb Lozer Ben Azai Shabbos. What did he say in Jerusharon? Ormulas, he answered back, the Pashas Hakel. He was talking about the Smitsas Hakel. You have a chiyuv to go to hear on the Yom Tiv, to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. Umadorishba, what did he dashin? The Pasuk says, Hakel Esom. You have to gather together the whole nation. Who are Anoshim, the men, who are Anoshim, the ladies, who are Taf, and the children. So the question is, Im anoshim boyim lumen. That's good. The men come to learn. Noshim boyis l'shmoya. What do the ladies come for? Just to hear. Even though they won't understand everything. So I call upon them to hear. They're coming out from Yerushimayim. They'll get something. Just l'shmoya. Mashma not to learn. Taz brings down here. Noshim l'shmoya. Yom of Yishalmi. The like ben Azai. The yom achayiv odin l'lame levita Torah. But as it says, you have a chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah. And there is Mashma, the daughters, the wives, did not come to learn Torah. They only came to hear. From hearing, you get Yerushimayim from here. So it's good, why the ladies came also. But the Kasher is tough. Lama boyin, what do you bring your children for? The young babies, they can't hear, they can't learn. What do you bring the babies to Mitzvah Hakel for? So Marian says, Kadelita and Tzchad Lameviyim. They give Tzchad to the parents that are bringing them. And Sam Taz brings down the bottom here. This is Chalam Aviyim. The Alzeh Somchu Lovi Ketan Beis Knesses. That's a ksas minig why people bring their young kids to the Beis Knesses. It's not like the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says it's up to him to tell all parents leave their kids home. Kids belong home until they can start davening. When they're not a daven, they'll come to shul. Because the Mali says if you start bringing the kids to shul when they're young, what they do in shul is they come to play. So they're grown up, they're brought up to know, you know what, shul is a playground. So when they come older, it's still a playground for them. And they say, ask him, he'll tell you, don't bring your kids to shul until they're old enough to daven. The playground should be at home. Come here in the Tosafot and tell me, smash right, not like that. But it says, an Indian, you have to bring your kids. Right. The Mar says, an Indian, say, lita and tzchav avim. Vice says, the parents that bring the kids get tzchav for bringing them. Vice says, it's harder to come with your kids, it shows chshivis. Something that's so chashiv, you want to bring your whole family there. So you bring your kids there also, it shows that you're machshiv, you think very highly of this Indian, this mitzvah akel, so it's hard for you also. Right. So Amar lehem, so the Rebbe Rabbi Shua answered back to him and said, Magoli is toivah oisav yotchem. You had a beautiful gem, a diamond you had here, this pshat. Well, they cashed him, liyobd, and then he wanted to lose it from me. But you should have told to me right away, saying a very good pshat here. V'yoy dorish, deni dashin vayta. V'yoy dorish, Potsuk says, as Hashem her ma'atu hayoyim. V'Hashem her mir chayoyim. Like we make Hashem great, Hashem made us great. What does that mean? Omer lema kodesh baruch hu Yisrael. Atem asisuni chati v'achas b'olam. You made me like somebody special, the only one in the world. V'ani yes eschem chati v'achas b'olam. Hashem says, I'll make you also, Klal Yisrael, you back also, a special nation. What does that mean? Atem asisuni chati v'achas b'olam. You, Klal Yisrael, made me Hashem special to save Shema Yisrael. Hashem lokeinu Hashem echod. We say that Hashem is echod, Hashem is special. So Hashem said back, v'ani yes eschem chati v'achas b'olam. I'll also make you back a special nation in the world. The name of the Pasuk says,